Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, today I want to talk about our God, a God we can trust. You know, you may have so many issues going on in your life, you may doubt my claim. But will you put aside your doubts and your frustration at the events in your life and open your heart to hear the scriptures and the thoughts that I've prepared for you? I know you'll be blessed. You know, many years ago, I heard the owner of a large department store speak at a convention. He told of his early struggles, the early mornings going to work in his little store before everyone else arrived, and his late nights working after the store had closed. Then he told of later years of walking with some clients of his down the sidewalk before he entered a restaurant. He had noticed a penny on the ground, and so he picked it up and put it in his pocket. In amazement, one of his clients said, "Can I ask you a question?" "Sure," the wealthy department store owner said. "I saw you pick up that penny and put it in your pocket. With all due respect, you're a very rich man. Why would you pick up a penny?" The department store owner answered, "Every penny has this inscription on it, 'In God we trust.' So every time I see a penny, I pick it up and say, 'Thank you, God, for reminding me that you are a God I can trust.'" And now, these many years later, since hearing that man speak, I've done the same thing. It's always a reminder to put my trust in God, who is worthy of our trust. So whether it's a financial need, a physical or emotional need, truly our God is a God we can trust. May I encourage you to begin that habit too? You just might be surprised how many pennies you'll find to remind you to trust God. Well, King David chose to trust the Lord through his many trials. He wrote in Psalms 9:9-10, "The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, God. For you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you." Wonderful scripture. And there's a song that says, "God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, trust his heart." Now here is the Azusa Pacific Choir singing, "Trust His Heart."
Our Father knows what
Oh, yes, we can trust God's heart because He loves us and is working things out for our good. Oh, yes, He is a God we can trust with every area of our lives. Some years ago, I had a wonderful experience of understanding how God sees our lives. I was speaking at a women's retreat up in the Seattle area, and after that, some friends invited me to have lunch with them at the Columbia Tower Club. It's a private club on the top floor of the highest building in Seattle. At 76 stories high, we were so high, even the helicopters were flying below us. Oh, what a sight to see the Puget Sound and the myriad lakes, inlets, and rivers all through the Seattle area. Well, as I stood gazing out the window at the incredible scene below me, I saw the pattern of the streets crossing each other, over bridges and around corners. In my heart, the Lord spoke to me and He said, "As you go through your life, it's like driving your car down one of the streets. You can't see the big truck coming around the corner. But I'm up here in the Columbia Tower and I see all the streets. I see the danger ahead. I see the twists and turns of your life because of the decisions you make. And I'm your God you can trust. I will help you make wise decisions if you ask me. Don't forget, I can already see the dangers ahead." Well, a scripture in Proverbs that I memorized from childhood came to my mind. It says, "Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord brings safety." Yes, as we choose to trust in the Lord and ask Him for help, He will help us. You know, there's a wonderful song based on the scripture I just read from Proverbs and a scripture from Deuteronomy, which says, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are His everlasting arms." Now, here is Linda Randall singing, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms." I can lean on God's everlasting arms when I'm afraid or confused at the circumstances in my life. Yes, He will wrap us in His arms of love and shelter us if we ask Him. And dear friend, may I encourage you, no matter how difficult your life seems right now, run to Jesus. His arms are outstretched, ready to hold you close to His heart. Many years ago, my son Randall and I went to London to celebrate his graduation for his doctorate degree. Although it was over an hour to walk down to Harrod's from our hotel, we did, passing by charming homes and shops along the way. Now, this was before cell phones, where we can now reach anyone in the world if we choose. But in London at that time, we came to an internet cafe. At this internet cafe, you could buy a pastry or a scone, tea or coffee, and for a small fee, you could log on to the internet and check your emails as well as send them. I felt like such a modern woman. Here I was, sending an email to my grandson, who was in the Marines over in Thailand, wrote back to confirm my speaking at a women's conference, and also emailed my other son, Jim, to say we had arrived safely in London. It was so great to be able to communicate all over the world from where we were. Well, at the internet cafe, with 30 or 40 people in the room on computers, sending emails all over the world, I had to smile, thinking it must be a little like this in heaven. Millions of people praying to God, asking God for help, praising and thanking Him for caring for them, bringing their joy and their pain, knowing He can handle it all. Like with the emails, each prayer to God is handled individually by God Himself. He never puts you in the spam file. No, Zephaniah 3:17 says, God will take delight in you with gladness. With His love, He will calm all your fears, and He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Yes, that's our God, and when He touches you, you will never be the same. And now here's Vern Jackson singing that wonderful song, He Touched Me.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. For He touched me. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Now since I met this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease, never cease to praise Him.
To praise Him,
I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. My soul, something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Something happened.
Touched me. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Oh, it's so true. When you come to Jesus, His touch will make you whole. Well, today, If you just tuned in, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And today I'm talking about trusting God. Many years ago when we were in Israel, riding along an ancient, dusty road, I noticed a little animal scurrying into the rocks and crevices by the road. It looked a little like a bunny rabbit, but not quite. So I asked our guide, and he said it was called a coney. Well, when I got home, I researched and I found that conies are mentioned in Proverbs 30:26. It says, "Conies are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags." Well, earlier in that same chapter, King Solomon, who wrote Proverbs, said, "Conies are one of four things that God made to be very wise." Oh, yes, the shadow of a hawk flying overhead or the soft step of a coyote brings terror into the heart of the tiny coney living in the rocky hills of Galilee. But oh, how thankful the little coney must be as he does the one thing to protect himself that God has put in his instincts. He knows to run into the shadows deep in the rocky crevices, and there he will be safe. And so it is with me. Sometimes in our fast-paced world, I feel like the coney, totally defenseless. Sometimes I'm harassed and distressed. I have too many demands on my day, or I'm disturbed by events in the world over which I have no control. And it's then that I feel that the hawks and coyotes of this world are closing in. Oh, how thankful I am that I can turn from these threats and run to Jesus, my rock of safety. There I can rest in peace and security. Jesus has never once failed me when I've remembered to run to him. Well, when I'm needing to feel God's presence and when I'm needing peace, one song I love to listen to is the song "Sometimes Hallelujah." So take a moment and listen with me. Let Jesus fill your home or wherever you are with his presence. Here he is, Chuck Girard, singing "Sometimes Hallelujah."
Sometimes hallelujah, sometimes praise the Lord, sometimes gently singing our hearts in look toward the sky and start to sing. Oh, let us now return
Oh, sometimes alleluia, sometimes praise the Lord, sometimes gently singing, our hearts in one accord. Oh, let us lift our voices, look toward the sky and start to sing. Let us now return his love, just let our voices ring. Oh, I have no doubt that this song resonated in your spirit if you took a moment to listen with me. How do I know? Well, in Psalm 22, David wrote that God inhabits the praises of his people. And another modern translation of the Bible says that God dwells in the place where his praises are offered. So, again, if you need to feel God's presence, listen to God-honoring music that praises and worships the Lord. For there he dwells. That's his promise to you. You know, throughout this program, I've been reminding you that our God, God Jehovah, Jesus, is a God we can trust. He's the Lord who saves us, who will never leave us or forsake us. Those are also promises from the Bible, just for you. You know, you may be discouraged today, but trust in the Lord. King David probably had more problems than most of us have had to face. I certainly have never had to hide in caves because someone wanted to kill me. Oh, yet in Psalm 20, verse 7, David wrote, "Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I will remember the name of the Lord our God." Well, when this program's over, why don't you take just a few minutes to talk to the Lord and give him your problems, your circumstances, and ask him to work it out for you. Then ask him to fill you with his peace. Thank him for loving you today and for his faithfulness. Yes, God inhabits the praises of his people, and he will be with you as you lift your voice to praise the one and only God we can trust. Well, my time's over. I hope you'll tell someone else about this program. You can then bless them that way and being encouragement to them too. And I hope you'll take a moment to write to me and let me know if one of the scriptures was a blessing or if the music blessed you. I look forward to hearing from you. But so long for now. This is Samantha Landy, and just remember, you can trust the Lord, so put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in him.